today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Do you agree to know about forgiveness from Allah in the month of Ramadan? So be with us.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
But let's open the calendar. Today, Thursday, is the 5th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to verses 1 to 6 of chapter الرحمن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الرحمن.
The most merciful.
علم القرآن.
Taught the Quran.
خلق الإنسان.
Created man.
علمه البيان.
And taught him eloquence.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان.
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation. And the stars and trees prostrate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran.
It is common knowledge that all the food used by mankind originally derived from plants, some of which are directly consumed by men and some are used to feed those animals constituting human dietary ingredients. It is applied to sea animals since they feed on minute plants, growing in millions throughout water under sunlight, floating in between waves. Thus, the word Najm is applied to small creeping plants like pumpkin and cucumber, and the word shajar designated types of plants with stems, stalks, and trunks like corms and fruit-bearing trees.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ahlan. يا خير أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
What can we learn about forgiveness from Allah in the month of Ramadan? Forgiveness and receiving pardons is an essential part of faith in Islam, but the matter is even more vital in the holy month of Ramadan. It is an opportunity during this blessed month of reflection in regards to one's relationship with Allah the Almighty for prayer, fasting, and earning Allah's mercy in the hope of having one's sins completely erased via repentance, provided a Muslim is sincere from his heart that he regrets his mistakes and to save oneself from the hellfire. So the concept of repentance and being forgiven for one's sins in Ramadan is by asking Allah to forgive continuously in this month of mercy, as good deeds of kindness, prayer, and reciting the Holy Quran are multiplied by up to 700 times than usual.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the significance of seeking forgiveness and practical repentance in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has many benefits, I mean, both physical and spiritual and religious, for those people who observe it, I mean, who observe religious piety and observe fasting, mandatory fasting. One of them is that those people who committed many sins throughout the year, in the month of Ramadan, they come to seek divine forgiveness and practical repentance because they find themselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of observing piety and observing mandatory fasting. Here it must be indicated that the month of Ramadan is altogether the month of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and achieving practical repentance, whether for those people who are capable of fasting, observing fasting and practical fasting, and those people who may not be capable of fasting due to, for example, being on trip, or for example being ill or old age and so on. However, we find that throughout the month of Ramadan, this table of divine reception is always ready for everybody. So it depends on those people who may try to reach this table of divine reception. It's indicated in the Holy Quran that one of the traits of the pious people is that in case they commit a sin and they wrong themselves, they soon repent and ask the divine repentance and forgiveness. They ask the divine forgiveness and they try to achieve practical repentance. At the same time, we find that in the Holy Quran, all people are subject to wronging themselves and harming themselves, and this is because of the type of carnal desires and the type of satanic temptations that may affect all of us. We are not infallibles, and since we are not infallibles, we are subject to receiving these temptations and being affected by them. At the same time, it must be indicated that those people who are zealous in requesting and in seeking divine forgiveness and achieving practical repentance, they have more opportunities for coming up with this special favor in the month of Ramadan. First, because of the overall grace available in the month of Ramadan, and then because of their own desire and zealousness in this regard. Thank you.
Ramadan. رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
And the continuation of today's special on the month of Ramadan, Ramadan messages for forgiveness. Dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is all about seeking forgiveness for our sins. Intentionally and unintentionally, we all do something wrong, and the month of Ramadan gives us the chance to seek forgiveness for the wrong we have done. By fasting with all our hearts, we can seek forgiveness from Allah, and by offering our sweetest prayers, we can earn His blessings. The holy month of Ramadan is a glorious opportunity for all of us to start fresh with a positive body, mind, and soul. May the goodness of this month, the month of Ramadan, surround us and bring us happiness. May our hearts be free of guilt and souls be full of happiness. The month of Ramadan is all about seeking forgiveness for Allah and earning His blessings and love. Under the title of Seeking Forgiveness and Forgiving Oneself in Ramadan, we are often told that the month of Ramadan is a month of mercy, reflection, and forgiveness from Allah for our sins and shortcomings. However, many of us forget that forgiving ourselves is a part of the healing and repentance process. We may have made some awful life decisions or actions or sins, but the key is to forgive yourself. It is in the month of Ramadan that we are meant to not just hear the recitation of the Quran and read Quran, but to truly connect with Him, Allah. It is in this time where we're not only meant to gain Allah's forgiveness, but forgive ourselves. The month of Ramadan is designated for the brokenhearted, the regretful, and the God-conscious. To gain Allah's mercy, we must be merciful to ourselves. It is in the month of Ramadan that we are reminded of Allah's love for us, and we must learn to love ourselves too. It is in this month that Allah brought His beloved the gift of Salah, ritual prayer, for 5 times a day. We have 5 times to speak to the source of ultimate peace, comfort, and healing. May Allah accept all your good deeds and fasting and prayers.
This is the holy month that we have to take advantage of. This is the time that the gates of paradise are open. This is the month of opportunities. In a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, if people knew the value of the month of Ramadan, they would wish for this month to be a whole year long. They would wish that it would be a whole year long, a month of ibadah. They wish it would be a year of ibadah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he tells the Muslims before the beginning of the month of Ramadan, he tells them, Subhanallah, ماذا تستقبلون وماذا يستقبلكم. Subhanallah, ماذا تستقبلون وماذا يستقبلكم. Rasulullah repeats this 3 times. Subhanallah, all glory is due to Allah. You say Subhanallah when it's something that is very important. Subhanallah, ماذا تستقبلون? What do you welcome and what welcomes you? What is our perception of the month of Ramadan And how does the month of Ramadan come to us? I see some people before the month of Ramadan, they're worried. They're worried how they're going to go hungry, how they're going to be tired, how they're going to be exhausted, how they're going to regulate their sleep. Yes, these are all worries that we have. But if we knew the value of the month of Ramadan, this would all be nothing.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن